The Muddy Confluence Musical Companion. That's nice. On BFM 89.9.
FM 89.9, you're tuning into The Muddy Confluence with myself, Ofnir Ting, and
me, Richard Bradbury.
If you're wondering why both of us are on the same show, it's our second edition of 2017 Selects, where we'll be picking our top tracks of 2017. And that was my first pick, Washed Out with Hard to Say Goodbye. Washed Out is also known as Ernest Green, singer, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist, and that's from his third album, Mr. Mellow, and the first album with Stone's Throw Records from LA. I think he really led the chill wave era alongside Toru Yimoh. And in this new album, I'm a big fan of it. He added lots of loungy and bossa nova tropical vibes to it. I really like it. Yeah. Are you a fan of the new Washed Out
album? I like it, yeah. Good kind of stuff. I like the kind of mix-up of the little bits of mix-up of genre and stuff.
Kind of short for me, though. It has 12 tracks in the album, but it's only about 29 minutes long.
Is that how long it is?
Yeah, 29 minutes.
It's over before you know it.
Yeah.
That's no good. So I had a bit of a discovery with this, the first track that I want to play. The interesting thing is this track was released this year, but was recorded back in 1967. By a band called The Creation. Have you heard of them?
No.
So they're a bit of a cult band, and they only existed for a really brief spell between 1966 and 1968. And
nothing to do with Creation Records?
No, nothing to do with Creation Records. But they were kind of like, they were painted to be, I don't know, stuff like The Who and that kind of vibe. You know, they were painted to be one of the next big things. And Pete Townshend was really into this band, and they were expected to do something big. But they just couldn't sell the records that they wanted to sell in the UK. They did pretty well in Germany, but couldn't do really, really well in the UK. And when all the mod thing was kind of taking off, these guys sadly got left behind because they were having these little internal conflicts amongst one another. Mm. And it caused, you know what it's like.
Yeah, the world of music is cold.
The world of music is cold, man. But if you listen to people like, you know, Paul Weller or Noel Gallagher or anybody of that kind of ilk, you'll hear a lot of the influences from bands like this. So the track I want to play is The Creation with Creation.
Nothing at all. baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, I see it. You're all I need. Every time I get a bit inside, I feel it. Ooh, who would have thought I'd get you? And when we're making love, your cries, they can be heard from far and wide. It's only the two of us. Everything I need between those thighs. Every time I look into
take some time just to be thankful that I had days full of you. Just be my lover, boy, you lead me to paradise.
Daniel Caesar with Get You featuring Kelly Uchis. Daniel Caesar is a pretty new guy to the scene. He's a singer-songwriter that started writing songs a few years back and just posted it on SoundCloud. Fast forward to 2017, he's nominated for Best R&B Performance for next year's Grammys. That tune was taken from his debut album, Furudian. It's a new breed of R&B singers, in my opinion. You know, listening to this track for the very first time, I thought it's a bit too whiny for my kind of taste. But, you know, I found myself listening to the song over and over again.
Yeah.
And when I searched deeper, it turns out that Bad Bad Not Good actually assisted him for the instrumentals for this song.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's the Canadians sticking together, you know.
They have to.
Yeah.
Such a big territory, you know. Make friends whenever you can.
Drake has really claimed that whole Canadian sound thing for himself. But I think with people like Daniel Caesar, it's nice to see that, you know, another side of Canada. You know, it's not just about hip hop, the sixth god, and you know.
So when people say to you, you know, give me a definition of contemporary Canadian music, you would say Drake.
Yeah,
you would, eh?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
Well, you can't deny it.
No,
I even played a Drake song during last week's picks. So. And I was actually a bit ashamed of it, but then
why?
I internalized it and I realized, like, am I ashamed of Drake?
Right.
But then I thought about it long and hard, and I realized he deserves that recognition.
So. I mean, and that was part of the problem when I was picking some of the tracks for today's playlist. Some of the stuff that I've picked, I'm like, should that really go into that list? But then
Good music is good music.
And I'm looking at this playlist as not of songs that have all necessarily been released in 2017, but songs that have been or have been impactful in what I've done in 2017. Yeah, so there you go.
Nice. Coming right up, we've got more songs from Big Thief, from Slow Dive, from SZA, and more. Stay tuned right here on The Muddy Confluence with myself, Ofnil, and Rich, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
Baby, take me to. Welcome back. You are listening to the Muddy Confluence here on BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Off Nathan.
We are giving you some of our choice picks of 2017, some of the songs that have kind of come into our lives one way or another this year.
Yep.
Right, so Big Thief, are you a fan of these guys? Okay. Okay.
okay. I think it's not bad, but...
Right.
But I think in 2017, you know... I'm not such a fan of guitars anymore
right.
in 2017. You know,
yeah.
My direction is kind of more R&B and hip-hop in
right.
2017, I realized. Maybe the guitars will come back in 3 years' time, I don't
this
know.
This is the thing that I've realized, is that I've found it difficult to get away from guitar music, and I had this real thing with electro music and electronica for a while, and that was a couple of years, and then... This sounds like one of those, the older I get. But truly, the older I get, the more I realize... Damn, I love my guitars, and I think that's become an issue for me this year. But anyway, Big Thief, it's from their sophomore album. It's called Capacity, was out earlier this year. And, you know, they're from Brooklyn, and they've got this whole story about family history and trauma, and it's just this really well-built kind of folk rock record. And I love the way Adrienne Lenker, the singer-songwriter, the guitar and singer, sings on this stuff. She's just got this way in which she delivers her vocals that you kind of just want to listen to, and you hang on to every little word that she says.
Mm.
And I love the fact that this album doesn't feel overly produced, as we tend to kind of hear in today's modern music, you know?
Yeah,
I love that about it.
Yeah, sometimes the rawness is needed, right?
That's what I like about it, yeah. Mm. It's just like they've just jumped into a studio. This is the track that we're recording. Hit record and just played it, and I like that.
Mm. And up next on our list is another guy that's kind of raw as well. He's pretty new. In fact, he's 20 years old, super young. He's a singer, producer, and a Fender Rhodes pianist.
No.
Yeah, speaking of realness and rawness, he's another SoundCloud artist, and he draws inspiration from people like D'Angelo, Stevie Wonder, and Jay Dilla, so he's very soulful. You know how we hear lots of rants from old cats about how music is not the same as it used to be?
Yeah. Are you aiming something at me there? You
know. Yeah, but I think they are just not looking at the right places. You
right.
Because, well, no offense to all the Lils and the Youngs out there, but, well, this guy is the truth for me. 20 years old, I was blown away by this guy's talent. So check this one out. Here's Mac Ayers with Next To You right here on the Muddy Confluence, BFM 89.9.
from midfield. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to the Muddy Confluence here on BFM 89.9, the business station. It's Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Off Newton.
Running through some of the tracks that we listened to in 2017. A band that I liked for a while, they disappeared for a while, came back in 2014-ish, released a new album this year, 2017, self-titled album, Slow Dive.
Yeah.
And they were a band that, you know, when I was younger, kind of, I really liked. They kind of really I don't know. You know when you kind of go through that little bit of an emo phase and there's that kind of down-tempo stuff and you're like, oh, I like this. And then they've kind of graduated.
Like mood music.
Mood music, exactly. It's mood music. But this track, I first heard August, September, or something like that. And it was around just after my birthday and it kind of rung some real bells for me at the time. And that's why I liked it. It was a track called, the one we just played, Sugar for the Pill. And it just reminded me of what it was like to be young and youthful again.
You're not that old.
No, I know I'm not. But in a good way. It wasn't like, oh, I'm feeling all nostalgic. It was like, they were good times, you know, and it's got that vibe to it. And that's why I like
it. And the band's pretty consistent in terms of their brand image, which I really like.
Exactly.
All right, and next up on our list is one... I realize I've been playing a lot of new artists.
I've seen that.
Hope it's all right with
That's
you.
That's perfectly fine.
So she's a new talent. She's an R&B singer. She goes by the name Joyce Rice. Another R&B track on my list in 2017. I guess I can't escape that. She's in her 20s, I think early 20s, and reminds me of my foundational years listening to R&B singers like Ashanti and Janet Jackson.
Ashanti,
man.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Well, she got me into DeBarge.
Right,
so,
yeah. Oh, gosh. DeBarge.
But that's a story for another day.
Oh, that's an entirely new show, man.
Yeah, but Joyce Rice, back to Joyce Rice, she's been supplied with beats from the LA scene, the Stone's Throw scene. I really enjoy the 90s aesthetic and her music just feels very warm and lo-fi like a cassette.
Right.
Yeah, check it out. And her music video also has a very VHS kind of vibe. So I think you really enjoy it.
All right.
Yep. So check this one out. Here's Joyce Rice with Do You Love Me right here on The Money Confluence.
Free-minded. BFM 89.9.
You're tuned in to The Muddy Confluence here on BFM 89.9 with Rich Bradbury and...
Off New Thing.
Running through some of our favourite tracks of 2017. I'm going to cheat a little bit here. This is a track that actually was released in 2015.
Okay.
But wasn't really picked up heavily until a little bit later on in this year when there was a TV show that you may have heard of called 13 Reasons. Did you hear about this TV show? Right.
Is it British?
No. It's American. But it was one of those 13 Reasons Why. It was one of those really... I want to say bad, but it wasn't bad. It was about a girl who decided to commit suicide. But before she did it, she recorded 13 tapes, which were kind of a confessional as to why she was going to do it.
Is this a true story?
No, it's not. Thankfully, it's not a true story. But the one thing that the TV show did have was a really good soundtrack. And the first time I heard this track was on that TV show, which is something I'm really annoyed about because it's such a terrible TV show and yet it's such a beautiful album and a song, you know. And so I'm kind of torn. But this track has a real meaning for me because I was going through a particularly bad breakup, you know, earlier on this year. And this song just seemed to be haunting me everywhere. And everywhere that I went, I'd go to bars, you know, and I'd turn up at the bar and have a drink, and this song would come on.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh. And it's such a beautiful, haunting song, yet it's really, really simple. I think there's four chords throughout the entire song, but there's some really beautiful melodies, and there's some really nice off-play with the guitar that I really like. And it's just got that kind of 50s vibrato kind of guitar sound to it.
Like a surfy
kind of? Yeah, almost, but really kind of slowed down, as if time is kind of slowing down for you for a little bit. Mm. Yeah, and it's a track called The Night We Met by Lord Huron from their second album, Strange Trails.
I need these. Do it for fun. Don't take it personal. Personally, I'm surprised you call me after the things I said. Skirt, skirt on, skirt up on, skirt down. You acting like me, acting like we wasn't more than a summer fling. I said farewell, you took it well. Promise I won't cry over spilled milk. Give me a paper towel, give me another value. Another hour or two, hour with you. Why you bother me when you know you don't want me? Why you bother me when you know you got a woman? Why you hear me when you know better? Know you know better. Know your crew better than you do. Call me looking for you, I'll be looking for you. Got me looking forward to weekends.
I love this track. It's called Love Galore featuring Travis Scott from SZA. It's like RZA, but SZA. SZA. Yeah. It took me a while. I used to think it was SZA.
SZA, right? Yeah. Or something, I've heard that. Right.
But SZA, yeah.
I was, funnily enough, I was laughing the other day about somebody was talking to me about Paradigm Mall. And I'm like, sorry, where?
Paradigm Mall. Yeah. Oh my God. Paradigm.
Paradigm, yes.
Clark Quay, Clark Quay. But back to SZA, it's been a big year for her. She's been nominated for 5 Grammys next year. Yeah, she raps well, she sings well, she writes great songs.
She's promoted well.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
She's now known as the first lady of TDE.
Yeah.
What does TDE stand for? I know this. Top Dog Entertainment. Yeah, it's the same label with Kendrick Lamar. Well, the previous song I played has some auto-tune action in it, courtesy of Travis Scott. Usually I'm not a fan of autotune. Well, Travis Scott is of course Kylie Kardashian's baby daddy. Yeah, I gotta get in tune with the news.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, you know, he writes really good melodies, and I really enjoy the energy he added to the tune. So I guess auto-tune, when used sparingly, it actually works.
Right. Yeah, I'm like you. If I hear it overdone, I hate the stuff. But if it's done just nicely, and you know, Bon Iver did it quite nicely.
Yeah, Bon Iver.
Just the right amount, you know.
I would even go as far as to say, when T-Pain first came out,
I think you're right, you know.
You know, the way he used it was different from, it wasn't replacing singing, you know. It was an effect.
Right,
that he used to sing.
Like when Cher first did it.
Yeah, no. Yep.
I mean, as much as we mock that song, it broke all kinds of records.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Do we believe? Right, anyway, final song. Have you finished?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, final song to wrap up then. So growing up, a lot of the tracks that my dad would listen to, there'd be like, you know, there'd be Bruce Springsteen, and there'd be all the kind of old Americana classics and that kind of stuff. And so fast forward to this year, and I'm listening to music that kind of reminds me of that period, but is kind of modern music. And I think the guy that, you know, epitomizes that right now is the War on Drugs. Mm. It sounds very Americana, yet he's kind of added new production values, and you can hear gated drums on his stuff, but he still sounds a little bit like Neil Young and Springsteen all rolled into one. But this is like an epic 7-minute track that I really like. It's called In Chains, and it's from the album A Deeper Understanding, and it's just really well layered, really kind of meticulously done, and it feels like when you listen to the whole album, it's almost like you're in this beautiful kind of twilight world listening to this guy who played most of the instruments on the album, kind of just tinkering, you know, and you're never quite sure where he's going to go with it. And I really like that about it. It's got this really nice driving rhythm, really simple, but the more you listen to it, the more complex you find it is.
I think we're in the age of multi-instrumentalists and bedroom producers, right?
Yeah.
I see it as a good thing. I don't see it as the death of like jamming studios. You can come out with things like this, you know?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. Well, and that's the track to wrap up on then for this week's edition of The Muddy Confluence.
Yep.
The War on Drugs with In Chains. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Boom.
same.